Who you gonna call? Exotica TV, happy hours. Right now, special time, special place. Welcome everybody to a wild Thursday spooktacular here on Happy Hour-ish. As most of you know, we usually do the show on a Friday. So tomorrow in the office, I might be a little bit hungover. But you know what, Dan? It's worth it. It's worth it. What's up, Danny boy? How are you doing today?
I am good. Not really, but I'm good.
I can tell by just the cover on your face. Just well,
I'm actually tan.
Fake tan?
No.
If only I knew somebody else with a horrible fake tan. I can't think of who that would
tan
be.
Tan mom?
Oh, God. Don't give that woman bus money. She'll show up to Exotica. Dan, we're here. Thursday night, which, by the way, means no Friday. So
no Friday.
You
we won't
just
be here tomorrow.
Got us on a thirsty Thursday. I'm excited for it, though, boy. I've been waiting for this is like the end of my week because tomorrow, you know where I'm going? I'm going to Beer Fest, baby. Atlantic City Beer Fest.
You're further cementing the fact that I call you an overgrown frat boy, a middle-aged frat boy. That's what you are.
That's really what I go for, actually.
You got hacky sack?
I have a hacky sack, and I was in a fraternity for a year. Now. I think the temporary restraining order is still on the house, and I was thrown out of college for a year over it. Long story, way too long to tell in the intro, but let me tell you.
If it's anything as exciting as the limo show,
it was amazing.
I can't wait to hear it one day.
Oh, Dan, you're going to hear it one day, and the next day, and the next day after that. I'm never going to stop.
How many days away to Exotica are we right now, Chicago?
43, but who's counting?
43
really? Days to Exotica, Chicago. You know why? Because it's 2 days past when all the exhibitors owe their money. That's why I know. 43 days, baby.
And we apologize to anybody who, if we get disconnected, it's because Jay's in Philly and it sucks and the weather's horrible there.
God does not like us in Philadelphia. He's pissed that we have our next guest on. That's probably what it is. It's kind of dicey. All the car alarms were going off in the pre-show. So, Dan, it's a spooky spectacular.
It is. But you know what? Let's enough of our rambling on. Look, John Beach is here. He figured out that we were on here another day. But. So we have two very special guests on our show today. I'm talking, Jay. You're being rude.
No, I'm not. It's just some walk-on music.
You're being rude. So an old friend and hopefully a new friend who doesn't hate us by the end of this thing, or hopefully the old friend doesn't hate us by the end of this thing. You're pointing the wrong way. There you go.
Whatever. Fucking you should genius. See the person on the other side of me. Fucking creepy.
Ted?
No, it's a ghost.
Your mom?
Mm-hmm. It's the ghost of my mom. No, nobody's here. It's just me by my lonesome. Or so I think.
But anyway, please welcome to the show. Very old friend to the show. She's not old, but we are.
Way to set that one up, Dan. She's going to love you for that one. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Me anyway. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, please welcome to the show from Spooky Babes, Justin Loop and Stormy Daniels. Hello. There we are. I swear I wasn't calling you old, Stormy.
Oh, dude, he totally did. He said before you connected that he was going to do it.
I'm going to, by the way, gradually throughout the show, I made myself a little list of my top five Stormy Daniels stories.
Oh, no.
For the, 20 years or so we've known each other and been friends. So there's some good ones in there, Justin, some that you may not have heard. And I'm sure you have plenty of them as well. So
you can go now.
I can wait. I mean, I can't wait.
They're not too bad. Let's see. Let's just start it off with number five story.
He's jumping right into it. I love it.
Of the time that Stormy met my ex-wife, she was with her ex-husband. I was with my ex-wife, my two kids. We went to Universal in Florida, and we went on a ride, and there was a Grinch there. To this day, it's still the picture that comes up when Stormy calls me on my phone. I would show you if I could get Stormy to call me right now, but call me on my phone. Let's see if it comes up. Wait, hold on. This is some good shit, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
So Justin, how's it going, man?
Good to see you.
It's going very well. Nice to
meet
you. I appreciate the intro music.
Can you see the
if you put it up to the camera, we can. I can see your screen now. I can see myself.
You can see a little picture? You can't see it really. So she's I made her. There was a thing like there for the Grinch to, you know, how tall you were to ride this ride, and his arms are like kind of like this, and I made Stormy and her freaking bosoms, her bosom,
her freaking bosoms,
her freaking stuff, bosoms.
Stuff in there. In the meantime, nobody knows it's her because she had her like baseball cap on.
She was on the DL.
She was undercover and all that stuff, but. It was just funny, whatever the pictures. And the best part is some friends of ours were there as well, and their teenage sons were there, and they had no idea who she was until years later. One of them was watching a porn, and hey, guess who?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's like, anyway, the Grinch is holding my boobs.
I got
that. It's good. I'll send you a picture.
The best part about that story is that we're now a fifth of the way through Dan telling stories. So exactly. We got that going for us. Part.
We only have four more. So Justin, how has it been traveling the country with this, shall I say, sweet disposition young lady?
It has been mild mannered. A lot of Pantera, a lot of absinthe, a lot of piggyback rides, jumping shit with electric scooters. That's me. But yeah, it's been fucking good, man.
Do you have to hold her boobs up like the Grinch did, or how's that work?
Never.
No? Okay. Just making sure.
We're from the South. We're not in Seattle.
Okay.
How did you guys get together with this? So, well, first, Stormy, or both of you guys, like, tell us how this, like, Spooky Babes, like, began.
Your turn.
Fuck!
Haha, I did it last time.
So, basically, I like ghosts. Adventure movies
fucking up on purpose so that I have to do it. I know what you're doing right now.
And they were like, "Forward to Jack." Some ghosts.
That's not what happened. You're such a dick.
It's like the worst question of like, you know, somebody gets into a car accident, you interview the victim, and you're like, you know, how do you feel?
He's not
like,
a victim. Yeah. Don't let him.
Ooh. Don't victim shame him, Stormy. He's been hanging out with you during quarantine. I don't know. It sounds kind of victimish.
Justin, blink twice if she hurts you.
Oh, he's going to have to blink again. There you go.
So basically how we got started is we became friends. We met at a dive bar here in New Orleans. I was doing karaoke very gracefully. And
what song was it?
It was actually Black Number One by Typo Negative.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she fangirled, and then we became friends.
She was like, oh, my God, I got to meet that guy.
Exactly.
This sounds about right.
That's the story, Stormy?
Stormy, do you want to, like, fill in the gaps on that story?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Because he's doing it on purpose because he doesn't want to tell the story because we always have to tell it.
I'm just lazy, dude.
You are fucking lazy.
Drink some more out of your dad mug. You'll get some energy.
We met at a bar in New Orleans, and I was living in a pretty fucked up haunted house at the time, and it was like, I thought I was going crazy. My ex went nuts. Like, the house had all this weird shit going on, and I went out to get a drink and walked into the bar, and Justin was singing, and we ended up started talking, and turns out he was a big paranormal fan and knew all these shows, and he came over to my house that night or the next night or whatever, and we were supposed to, like, just basically have a drink, but he stayed like 10 or 11 hours and we just talked the whole time. We were just like instant friends. We've pretty much been together like ever since, which is weird that anybody could stand me that long.
Oh, I'm a good actor.
It's the absinthe.
So that's how we met and that's how we became friends. And he kind of experienced some things in my house as well. He knew a lot of stuff about the paranormal. We tried to reach out to a lot of the paranormal shows for help, and nobody would intervene. And so he was like, well, let's just figure it out for ourselves. And so we really, the intention behind Spooky Babe was to prove my ex wrong, because he said I was making it all up. And so I basically started the show to be a petty bitch, because that's what I do. And we really kind of just thought we were going to go to one or two places.
You take and revenge fuck to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. And so, like, the first place we went to, we actually went with Michael Vegas and Susie, and they only lasted one location, and they dropped out on us. And then the second location is where we met Susan. So now we travel with the Haunted Doll.
Yeah, can you hold Susan up so everybody can see Susan, by the way?
Are you able to touch her? Oh wait, you got to put her in the middle a little bit.
Jay, you got to move us over somewhere, can you?
Dan, you keep fighting me for it, but that is what it is. There you go.
There's Susan.
That's creepy.
That's Susan.
I'm not going to lie. Not for nothing.
Tell
she
me if I'm wrong.
Right now,
Justin, yeah, do you not find all dolls creepy?
No, I love dolls, actually.
I don't like dolls. I'm the one that doesn't like dolls, except Susan.
Yeah. I feel like older dolls are the ones that with their little beady eyes and their like
they blink
little,
when they move a certain way. They close their eyes.
The ones used to lay down.
That's what she does.
So does
She's
Susan?
55.
Where does Susan stay in the house?
Wherever she wants to. She sleeps with me. She has a cradle, an antique cradle, in my room. And right now, like, she's pretty much with us wherever. Right now, she's in her high chair.
Okay. Does Susan have more than one outfit, or is that she pretty much a one outfit kind
of? So she has her original outfit is antique. You know, it's from the 50s. So I took that off and I have it put away.
Okay.
And she's got a whole wardrobe. She has riding clothes and camping clothes, and me and her have matching onesies. Nah.
Is she by any chance related to Susie Big Tits?
I don't think so.
Okay, just making sure. Dan?
And she goes with us on investigations. One of us will wear her in a carrier.
You have a baby carrier?
Yeah, he wears her.
So let me ask you this.
So wait,
how comfortable do you feel wearing that baby carrier? You like it? Are you a man of a baby carrier?
I don't mind it. It's cool.
Okay.
Like,
because I have a...
But he's an artist. I mean, you know, he's, you know...
I'm just saying, like, I have a theory that, like, because I have a couple young kids. Like, at one point, I had one of those baby carrier things. I put it on for about 7 seconds with a kid in it, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not me. Like, I can't quite do it. So I feel like you're either 100% in or 100% out on the baby carrier. So I'm going to tap myself out, but it sounds... Like Justin is 100% in, so we're equally
balanced. But
Justin
probably wouldn't put a real baby on him.
No, fuck no.
That's not true.
Justins are disgusting.
I bet you carry around your little sister.
You think Susie's creepy?
No, here's a baby carrier. Your like hands and arms. My hands look gigantic. Or I'm really high. I can't remember what it is. But.
Both. This is the point of the show where Dan goes like this to show us the size of his fist. Go ahead, Dan. Come on. There you go. Okay. Just make it short. Had to get that out of the way.
So let me ask you. So you guys have been, like, how many states have you guys been to in investigating things on the tour bus?
Oh, I don't know how many states. I know we have 13 episodes. We've been to, like, 15 locations.
Like, how many miles do you think you guys have traveled doing this?
Oh,
thousands, because we lived on the tour bus.
Which was aptly named?
The Broomstick?
The Broomstick. That's right.
I love that.
I did my research.
Yeah. So
By research, he walked the big 40-second clip.
Yeah, we were on the bus for about a year, but exclusively for 6 months straight. Like, so the fact that Justin and I haven't killed each other is pretty amazing.
Justin, you lived on a bus with Stormy for 6 months? You're a goddamn saint.
Let me guess here. Who got the back lounge all to herself?
We shared it.
You shared it? Oh, you didn't get a bunk?
They shared it when Stormy felt like it.
No.
No, we shared.
Like,
we each had our own bunk. We have our own bunks because, like, we're not.
So wait, are you top, middle, or bottom?
Bunk buddies.
I'm top, and he's middle.
On the other side.
Yeah. I like the middle. I like the middle or the bottom.
Dan's definitely small spoon.
I hate the top. Well, I mean, also I'm a little bit bigger. So I was like stoked before, Justin, when you mentioned Typo. I knew Pete real well.
Yeah,
he was a good friend of mine. He's a fucking amazing guy. But anyway, I used to tour with a bunch of bands. And I had to always take the bottom bunk because it's like, it's just way easier, or the middle. But we were on tour. I was on tour with this one fucking horrible band from, I won't even mention their fucking names, but we were opening up for Skid Row. And Skid Row had a fucking, their bodyguard's name, Jay, his name was Earth. Earth was 7 foot two.
Because he was that big, right.
So Earth had the bottom bunk. And he would literally just be like folded in there. So the only thing that was actually in the bunk or fit in the bunk was Earth's ass. his like head and his feet were in the aisle. So people would just be walking by and kicking Earth, and Earth wouldn't even fucking move. So
it probably took him more. It probably took him more energy to get back out of the thing than it was worth expending.
And I'm not exaggerating. He was 7'2".
Like Andre the Giant size?
Well, Andre the Giant was seven. It was the eighth wonder of the world, dude.
How big was Andre the Giant?
7'4".
Okay. Got a couple inches on Earth.
But Andre the Giant was also 5'. But, I digress. You guys are both going to be at Exotica Chicago. We're very excited because we're actually back from the dead.
Yeah.
COVID is almost over, thank God. At least that's the way we're painting it. Either of you guys get it during the time or no?
Yeah.
Wait, what
did
you say?
He asked if we had COVID.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I got it from my ex.
Yeah, he got it from his girlfriend. I got it from Mardi Gras. I had it first.
So that you got it pretty early, huh? That was like, what,
yeah,
February?
I got it before we knew what it was. And
well, New Orleans was fucking...
got it from me. And I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe. I had it really, really bad. Justin had it a couple months later, and it wasn't as bad for him. He got it from his girlfriend.
It had to be pretty scary to get it early on, you know, but at least like later in the game, it was like, all right, people kind of got it figured out a little bit. And like, not to say it couldn't go sideways, but I was down in New Orleans the week after Mardi Gras in 2020. That was like my last trip out of the house before like coming home and locking down. And dude, I swear to God, like I had to go to urgent care there because I had like what felt like flu symptoms and whatever. So I just assumed that I had it. I later tested and I didn't, but I was just being a pussy. But it was, I could definitely see where, let's just say New Orleans might not, partying in New Orleans might not be the spot that you want to be during a pandemic outbreak.
Hey, I just realized I'm wearing my Harley French Quarter New Orleans shirt. We went down there.
It's next to the Cafe du
Monde. Oh, okay. So it's down there.
Because I remember like we were in New Orleans a couple of years ago for Jay's wife's birthday. We stayed at, where was it? The Ace Hotel.
Yep.
Which is a pretty dope place. But yeah, I remember getting this shirt, Jay, and you saying something to me and just whapping you in the fucking nuts with it.
I probably said something along the lines of, I'm surprised it's not affliction.
Probably something stupid like that. The things we never live down, but anyway, when you guys are out on tour, so like, okay, so you come walking in and I remember like we were in Portland, we went out to eat. Where the fuck did we go, Stormy? Like fucking like Bennigan's or freaking
Applebee's, because right? I had the food on the conveyor.
It was like Applebee's or something. Yeah. It was like,
are we moving into story number two?
This isn't story number two, but I'm not going to, I really don't have five stories yet. You think I'm actually that fucking organized?
Just keeping count.
So we go in there and like people are looking like, you know, this is like right in the middle of everything that was going down with you and the fucking Oompa Loompa dude. And the, you know, and people are just looking like, oh my God, it's Stormy Daniels. So like you guys are out there and it's like, okay, here's this guy walking by fucking tatted up with a fucking doll on him. With Stormy Daniels. So, I mean, the people are like, because I saw like one video you guys posted on there. You were in like a trailer park for a while with your bus.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was great.
And you guys were there for like what, like a week or so?
10 days.
Tell us about that, please.
Way too many days.
Fill us in on your experiences with the trailer park.
Trailer parks are awesome.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we were there during Super Bowl, which I didn't realize it was Super Bowl when I booked it, which is how we ended up in the D list of trailer parks, because we used to park at like RV parks all the time because of how the bus is 45 foot and it has to have 50 or 60 amp, not like a regular, so there's only certain places we could normally park it anyway. And but there was a place there that we normally stayed at that was really nice, closer to Tampa, but we got there and of course it sold out because we forgot it was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And our driver needed to fly home and take care of his sister who was very like, who was on like hospice care. Mm. And so we needed to park someplace where we had shore power and all this stuff. So we ended up at like, not even in Tampa. It was like Bradenton, right?
Yeah, it was Bradenton.
Bradenton in this trailer park. And we pull in and every fucking trailer, because it was like a mobile home park. It wasn't an RV park like the ones we normally stay at where, you know, you're just camping. Everyone had a Trump a Trump or a MAGA flag every single
Bro, talk trip. About being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And it was just me and Justin and my daughter. It was just us. And there were
like, you had no security. You had no security with you.
It's like insurrection, no. Trailer park edition.
Because I wasn't supposed to go anywhere. We were just gonna hang out and go to the beach. And my dumbass, we end up in like Trump land, like USA. And we're there like 20 minutes, and I go to the laundry room, and I'm putting clothes in the washing machine, and this lady comes in, and she doesn't know who I am because my hair is wet. I had just taken a shower and I was wearing a mask, and the first thing out of her mouth was. What did she say? She was like,
"You know he's gonna save us, right?"
That's right. She's like, "You know he's gonna save us." And at first I thought she was talking about Jesus, but then she's like, "He's gonna." It's all the Catholics' fault.
It's all the same at this point. I mean, to them, it literally like Jesus, him. You know, I mean, they're all like right on the same wavelength. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I mean, she just went like on this tirade about how the Patriots were gonna overthrow their White House,
and this is just you standing there. This is like, and just unsolicited.
So, yeah, and she doesn't know who I am. That's the best part. She has no idea who I am. And so she's like, the Patriots are going to overthrow the White House. He's going to be back in on March 20th or something like that, because this happened in February.
Yeah.
And then I text Justin, and I'm like, oh my God, this is happening.
And grab the video camera.
And he walks in, he's like, I found a ghost. Hi, Stormy. She about to shit herself.
Oh my God. You know, you guys, I hope you guys like got out of there quickly so that she could never actually explain to people. Like, I just would have loved
day one, Jay. Jay, this is day one.
Oh, and then you lived there another 10 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then the people who were right next to us.
You're lucky you made it out alive.
Well, barely. They turned, like, they tried.
They ended up loving us toward the end, though. Well, loving me.
Mostly you.
They're like, dude, white guy in America? Yep, you're fine. It's that blonde chick.
Yeah. But I mean, on the night of the full moon, we opened the emergency hatch for the roof of the bus. And Justin and I were playing, like, what were we playing? Like, something loud.
It had to be like
Pantera or something.
Or Motley Crue or something.
Yeah, and we're on the roof of the bus and the full moon, like, howling. Like, my daughter's howling at the moon and... And then, like, the people who were right next to us, they lived there for quite a while. They were established. They had already taken the wheels off their house.
They planted roots. Yep.
They built the cinder blocks on that shit.
Yeah. And they were right outside our window. And I look out one morning. I'm sitting at the table, like, working on my laptop. And I look out. And our bus is so much higher because it's that big Prevost. Yeah. And I look down. And they're under a tent. So they don't think I can see them. And I witnessed firsthand the mating rituals of the Trailer Park Floridian.
She was sucking bird.
She was.
So I was going to ask you what the creepiest thing you've seen doing this is, but apparently I think that that actually may be it.
Oh, no.
I wish.
So there was like, I remember like reading and there was, I forgot where you were, but there was one spot you guys started at. Where you guys ended up at, and like somebody on your crew ended up in the hospital because of shit. And
We had to call an exorcist in on that one. Yeah, that we were investigating. The
Jay is skeptical.
Tell me about the exorcist.
No, so we were at this location in Savannah, Georgia, and this is when we had a big team, in case you haven't noticed. There's really just me and Justin left. Like, people can't handle it.
They've all ran away.
Yeah, besides, like, crew.
Yeah.
But we're the stars, baby.
That's right.
We're the only two that are really still actively doing it every day.
We started it, man.
We're OG.
That's right.
No shit.
OG spooky babes.
OG spooky babes. But, yeah, so we're at this location, and we had broken into teams, and the crew, like Dwayne and my driver Dave and all these people are outside, and it's just me and Justin inside. And this thing is kind of fucking with us. It's setting, it's whatever. And Justin lost his temper and was like, if you want to like stop fucking with my friends, if you want to fuck with somebody, fuck with me. And another one of his friends was outside in the parking lot, and she hit the ground. And ambulance called, we go to the hospital, the whole fucking thing. They can't find anything wrong with her. The next day she's on the bus. And at this time we had like an exorcist / demonologist guy working on our crew.
So is that a 2 or a 4-year degree?
He graduated, like he had a degree, strangely enough. And he's looking at her the next day on the bus. And we have this all on film. It's in one of the episodes of the show. And he said something in, like, a Bible verse or something. I don't know how it started.
He's saying something in Latin.
So I don't know how it started. All I know is that I got up to go to the bathroom on the bus, and there was a full-blown exorcism. And she's speaking a language that I know this bitch don't speak because I'm friends with her.
Yeah, I wake up, and I'm – so, like
French?
This is going on in the back lounge. No, I don't even know. This is going on in the back lounge. My bunk is right next to the back lounge. So I wake up to this, look out, and there's an exorcism going on.
You're like, what and the fuck I'm did I get myself up. Into here?
Yeah, like, okay.
So at that point, do you start questioning your life choices, or like, what's going through your head?
You know, I still haven't questioned my life choices, and that's probably where I am.
Drink more.
Living absinthe. In a haunted church in New Orleans with me.
Wait, so
now we live in a haunted church.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
it's a church anyway, with a casket in your living room.
Yes,
that's my pride and joy.
Okay.
Yeah, the casket's his.
Are you like saving it for later, or you is
anyway,
it like a
to get back, yeah. Okay. So the exorcism's going on. It's going on for like 3 hours, and he says something, and he like the girl like jolts, and as soon as she does, there's this loud bang. The headlights of the bus shattered, and the tire blew that was right below her, and the bus locks up and slides. And I mean, it was crazy, and we have it all on film.
So. With Spooky Babes, where like I know we'll throw up all the social media stuff and all the links later, but where are you guys distributing this? Is it like you're in the process? Okay.
Yeah, so we have I produced it all like.
Yep. Did we freeze?
$100,000 to huh?
Sorry, you just froze for a quick second. Say that one more time.
So, yeah, it's all self-funded. We did 13 episodes. It's in editing. You know, I brought a lot of my crew from the adult business. You know, Barrett Blade is my co-director on probably half the episodes.
Big bro.
Yeah. And my lighting guy, other camera guy.
That's a serious
Joel
undertaking.
Shot a bunch of my movies for
Big
Wicked.
Wolf.
Yeah, the crew is the best. They're the guys that've worked for me for 20 years.
So the porno guys go ghost chasing.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And so we have it all done, and it's in editing, and we just signed a development contract last week, and I can't say who it's for yet, but we're finally going somewhere with this.
Dude, I just have to get this out real quick before I forget it. With the casket thing.
Right.
Dude, so think about having my own casket is like having my own to-go box. Own personal to-go box.
When you're done cooking, you just put you in it, send you off.
Fuck it. For someone else to snack on. You know what I mean?
You should, like, bedazzle it throughout time or, like, you know, put stuff in there with you. Like, you know, you just...
Actually, I will put stuff in there with me.
Okay.
That is a thing.
What would be your number one thing that you would put in your casket with you if you got to choose?
My number one thing that I put in my casket with me...
Besides Stormy.
His phone, so he can take selfies of himself.
Well, that. And I have this little doll I call Lil Gazi. My stage name is Bone Gazi.
For his music, not for Spooky Babes.
Yeah, for my music. And it's a little doll that looks just like me whenever I play shows. Like my stage
guy. So he's always on stage with you?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
He will be.
Your band is Dead Sled Funeral Company, right?
Great band.
Yes. Man. Thank you.
He's going to get his doll now.
I'm going to get Lil Gazi. Hold
good.
Up.
We couldn't do a show with Susie and not have... Is it Susie? Sorry, I don't want to mess up
Susan.
Her name.
Susan.
She will haunt me in my dreams.
So speaking of haunting me in my dreams...
He's mostly
so here's
nice.
Another...
He's
here's another Stormy
today.
Story.
She's actually really
good. All right, here
today.
We go. Number two. You ready? Wait, hold on a second.
No, this isn't... No, it's not... Dude, I'm not numbering him, Jay. Stop being a dick. So Stormy, I get, you know, well, every once in a while, you know, we're just like, hey, what's up, kind of thing. One night, Stormy fucking texts me, are you okay? And that's all
God.
The Stormy is. No hi, no nothing. Like, are you okay?
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah.
Yo.
Holy fuck.
See, that shit is way more terrifying than Susie. Susan, sorry. She's coming for me.
I got my cookie. I got Cookie Monster.
You have to put his dick in my face?
That's his butthole.
Hey, listen, I mean...
I got Cookie Monster.
That's why I'm single. All right, he's telling a story. You're being rude.
So Stormy texts me one night out of the fucking
story
blue,
number two.
Right? And Haven't spoken. It's not Jay. Stop with this. Just shut up. Mute yourself. Did they freeze again? Can they hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And I just smoked a little bit of weed, as I usually do most nights. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, and she's there like, okay, you're okay, right? And I'm like, yeah, why? What's up? Well, I just had, you know, Dan, and I can't breathe. And Dan had a white dog. Now, Stormy's never met my fucking dog. My dog is white-ish. My name is Dan. That's and I start running through. Well, maybe I'm fine. You know, maybe it's, you know, Daniel Metcalf or whatever. She said, no, I never call him Dan. It's just Daniel. Maybe it's this Dan. I'm like, nope, nope. You know, Dan, white dog, I can't breathe. So now I had a fire going because it was during winter. I had a fire going in the fireplace. So now I won't go to bed until I'm fucking 100% sure that every fucking ember is out in the fucking fire because my house is going to catch fire. Or do I have fucking COVID and I'm drowning in my own fucking mucus or something?
Or the ghost of Stormy will suffocate you when you sleep at night.
No, it's not the ghost of Stormy. Dude, it was like fucking freaky. Now, I'm like Jay's very skeptical in case you didn't notice. I'm like kind of on the fucking fence with this stuff. Like, I believe some stuff, but, you know, sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. Because every once in a while I'll hear, you know, like a reading or whatever. Like my girlfriend's daughter goes all the time to, you know, she sees this one medium. And, like, knows shit about her, you know, father that passed away and says stuff that, you know, like, how the fuck does she know this kind of thing, you know? So, you know, so, like, when you, of course, when you, you know, somebody's there, like, are you okay or whatever? Are you fucking dying, you know, or something like, you know? But
wait,
thank God
Stormy,
I'm still
you scared
alive.
The piss out of him.
So what is the statute of limitations on death through visions?
I don't know. I normally, actually, I have predicted deaths a couple times. God, I had like three people die on me last week, wasn't it?
Don't die on me.
Don't die on me. I got to do Chicago. I'm not doing it alone.
Dude, did I not mention we have 43 days till Exotica Chicago? Stormy, please do not kill Dan now. If you're going to take him, take him like after December. Me. Like December to like a March. Like I could make that work, but like, you know.
While we're in Chicago and I have to spend, because I haven't spent any time with Jay outside of fucking this or phone calls.
Which is enough.
So when, I have to spend time with Jay in person again, maybe I will want to die.
That's true.
But okay. I mean, you know, yeah. I'm out of the woods now, right? I mean, because that was like about a year ago.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay. I can't remember. Okay. I think I actually found the right Dan, but you're the first one, okay, like in my phone list.
So, see, I was on top of her Dan list, Jay. So
alphabetical order.
You are on, top
on Jay's
of my Dan
on
list.
Jay's. We know Justin's definitely ahead of you.
Wait, what?
I said when it comes to Jay's, we know Justin's definitely ahead of you.
My phone list?
Yeah, but I never have to call Justin. He's always just right here.
Like you call him, but it's more like, hey, Justin.
Texts from each other's bedrooms. Like I'll be in my room and he'll be in his room and we're still like texting.
Stormy, let me ask you this. Does Justin ever send you his selfies after he takes them?
Never.
No, he just posts them all over Instagram. Have you not seen his Instagram?
I did some deep research. Unfortunately, it didn't include selfie inspection on his Instagram page.
Yeah.
If his name was Justine, then it would have been.
I would have been on his Pornhub page.
Definitely, his OnlyFans.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Oh
so
my god!
Why don't we? I have three different videos, okay, of that I pulled from you guys that you have on your YouTube channel. What would be the best one? Which one?
The fucking bus invaders style one. That's my favorite.
So we got, let me see here.
Well, Jay, you should play the fucking trailer because explains what Spooky Babes is.
Okay, how about I'll play the trailer
long.
Then.
It's 6 minutes
well,
long.
No, I have the teaser too. So I'm gonna play the teaser real quick so everybody can kind of get a little idea what we're working with, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
I heard knocking. I heard scratching.
Let's keep it open. What is your name? Give me your name now.
Hold on the window, Dave.
You're going back in the case.
Yes, and I pulled the heart stopper.
Oh, she loves you.
If I get smacked in the back of the head, you'll probably get smashed.
I totally fucking saw something. Blood ran down the walls.
Hey, looks after Simi. You want some alcohol? You want six or seven? Anya, where are you right now? Tell me. Leslie Van Orfendo, who am I speaking to right now?
So that just sort of led me to want to prove that the things I was experiencing and feeling and seeing were real. So we had an idea to do a ghost hunting show called Spooky Babes.
Let's do it.
I really don't pick up in places until I'm inside them. So it's a shot in the dark.
First touch, I felt a pressure on my shoulder right here. Then I verbalized it with Justin. I said,
there's a feeling that I get and a weird taste in my mouth. I know it sounds really strange. Oh, that sounds good, yo. I feel very uncomfortable standing here with my back to it.
I'm scared of shit right now.
He's not here.
I'm Satan himself. It's not a very welcoming type of experience.
It's going to be a long night.
Right now, I'm truly a believer.
Impressive. It's almost like you've made movies before. It's like,
right?
That's some serious skills.
There's the people listening, if you go to our YouTube, that actually has some of the paranormal stuff in it, like some of this evidence, because that's just the teaser. We have a longer one that has EVPs of Susan and her moving and
more cute stuff of me.
It's all about you, Justin.
Shameless self-promotion.
It's all about
you know what? I you've learned a lot from Stormy. I'm impressed.
Who's the bigger diva? Who's the bigger diva out of you two?
Definitely Justin. 100%.
What's his biggest diva point, Storm? Come on, rat on him.
No, he's definitely the princess.
The princess that drinks out of the dad cup. I like it.
Yeah. No, he's definitely the princess. Everything I have is his, apparently. He takes all of my stuff.
I borrow.
Yo, listen, when you live on a bus with somebody for 6 months, that's exactly how it works. I mean, that's just like, I don't think that you, I think that you forgo any ownership of
Jay. There's bus code, Jay. There's bus code. And I'm on Stormy's side with this
one. Not on our bus.
Not on our bus.
You don't have bus code? Dude, the bus code. You don't shit in the bus? Don't shit in the bus is bus code number one, right? Mm-hmm. Who sits in the suicide seat by the driver?
Justin, usually.
That's the suicide seat?
The one up front that you sit in?
That's
when
the suicide seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, Cliff Burton, sits there mostly.
Cliff Burton from Metallica.
Dude, the drummer from Def Leppard. You could lose an arm.
No, he was driving a Corvette drunk or something.
Whatever. Close
no,
enough.
The bassist of Metallica, the original bassist from Metallica, dude. They were in Europe. And actually, yeah. the European tour buses, man, the fucking... There's actually a bunk. They're smaller. Yeah. And there's a bunk actually, like, you know, sometimes like underneath the fucking suicide seat, like next to the driver. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's where he was when the bus crashed or whatever. And he fucking.
How'd that end for
hello, Jason Newstead.
Okay.
Not good.
Yeah, that's
so, you know, Jay, you know what? They've been living on it. They were living on a bus together for 6 months. So we usually do a segment in our show called the Lightning Round. So we're going to bring that up, Jay. A little warning.
I'm gonna move this down here.
Speaking of Metallica, you like that little segue?
I like it here.
The three of us are metalheads, though. Jay's a fucking poser. But anyway, he likes
I'm not
fish.
A poser. I'm just a jam band guy.
So usually,
what would be poser if I told you I was a metalhead? And I am totally not.
True. So we usually do this segment, and it's just like quick questions and quick answers. But you know what I thought would be an interesting twist to it, Jay?
What's that, Dan?
Is if we let Justin answer for Stormy and Stormy answer for Justin.
Ooh, I like this twist.
Yes.
Dan, all right. What a good hook, man.
Thank you. So Justin, we will start with you, Justin. If Stormy could be invisible for a day, what would she do?
If Stormy could be invisible for a day, I think that, well, if we're on tour... Or just like in general, because she would go
anywhere.
If you were invisible for a day, that's a difficult one. What would you do? You'd probably try shoving things in my butt while I'm walking down the hallway.
That's a good answer. That's the right answer. Ding ding.
What would you do, Stormy?
That's not what I was gonna say, but now that he's put the idea in my mind, I'm thinking like,
butt
stuff.
No,
I think I would. I would definitely. I'd go get shit back that people stole from me.
Ooh, go like snake, ooh, all kinds of stuff. Hit a bank while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. Stormy, what's the most... Do you think Justin would rather be able to remember everything or be able to put together any piece of IKEA furniture.
He already does both. It's not even fair.
Oh, really? Mr. Handyman.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Dude, no, you're good with IKEA shit?
Yeah.
I'm
bro.
Obsessed for haunted houses and stuff. So, like, yeah. IKEA, no fucking problem.
He put together all our furniture. I made him put together my bed. And he remembers everything, even when he's wasted. It's not even fair.
IKEA is a whole new level, though, man.
I think I think it's easier to remember everything than it is to be able to assemble IKEA furniture. And my wife works for IKEA, so
does both. He's kind of a freak. Like all the decorations in the house, like it's all him. The painting, he came up, he bought the wallpaper, like all of it's him.
Builder, interior design. What don't you do, Justin?
What don't I do?
Wake up early.
Have stable relationships.
Okay. That's both the right answers again. Ding, ding.
A fully functioning liver.
It's fully functioning as far as I'm concerned.
Only because he's a child. I mean, back in 10 years.
He's got baby liver.
He does. He's only 24.
Oh, psh, dude. Come on, man. Oh, you're like a third of the age of Dan.
Jay's double your age.
No, please. Well, the last guy in this frame that should be picking on somebody's age.
Oh, please.
Come on, old man Dan. What's your next question? We're in the lightning round here. Don't slow down.
Justin, what is Stormy's go-to karaoke song? We know that yours is Black Number One, so.
That's not my go-to, but Stormy doesn't do karaoke. But I've seen her do Barbie Girl, which was, it was.
Like, I'm a Barbie Girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I would love.
It was good because I'm your friend.
It was good.
I was drunk, Justin. And I was doing it in a gay bar with my gay friend, who are supposed to be stupid. And that's why I don't do karaoke, because I can't sing.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
Stick to your stick to your strengths.
Justin's go-to is definitely Duran Duran. So, and Eyes Without a Face, my Billy Idol.
No, dude. My go-to
is... What's that song? I don't know.
Him. Join Me in Death by him.
I've never seen you do that song.
I do that every fucking time.
I've never seen you do that song.
Yo, they're going to fight.
No, you don't. I have
Dan. Who could win?
So many videos of you doing karaoke. Scorpio
would kick his ass.
Yeah, I think so too.
What's the next question?
What's the next
question? Next question. Who would win in the fight, Justin? You or Stormy?
Oh, me definitely, dude. I'd break your fucking wrists so easy.
No, fucking.
Yeah, look, he's starting. He's starting to shake. She just looked at him and he's like, "Oh fuck, I shouldn't have said that."
No, he's not kidding. He's not kidding. He beats me up all the time.
You can't just fucking say that like
but
that.
It's true.
But it's because we're wrestling and you say, bring it on, motherfucker. And then we're drunk, listen to Pantera, on
Apple. Slap the balls out of your face again.
And
respect.
Did I catch an on acid in there? Because that.
No, like we do. We get really drunk and we fight and he forgets for like a tiny, skinny little motherfucker how strong he is. Like he leaves bruises all over me. And he assault. No, I'm kidding. Actually,
Stormy, blink twice if you need help.
See, Justin. Like here's a little fun. Here's a little fun fact about Stormy. Little fun fact about Stormy is you're lucky you got out of Tampa, okay? Because last time Stormy was in Tampa, that I remembered, she actually like clocked a fucking stripper with her fucking diamond ring, cut the bitch open, and fucking took off. True or false?
And then I punched my boyfriend because he wouldn't let me keep her tooth.
Allegedly.
Oh yeah, and she wasn't. And she knocked her tooth out, and what? She didn't keep her tooth because that was evidence.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me keep her tooth, and I went down a fire escape into Pip's sunroof, and he drove me away in my red evening gown right after I won an award for Grace. And
it's like another 48 hours like movie.
No, you did not win for Miss Congeniality at the Night Moves Awards. There's no way. Anyway,
Dan won the Adele Award, so.
I did win the Adele Award. I have a Night Moves Award. Anyway. I got the Adele Award. It's actually behind me somewhere, right?
I have so many of those in the closet over there. Justin hides them in the closet.
I have so many of them. I also have an Exotica Fan Choice Award.
I have one of those. It says Best Director.
Yes, she does.
You also should have gotten one for Best Fight Avoided when you almost beat up Riley Steele.
Oh,
do you remember that?
God.
Wait, was that an Exotica?
Yes, I do.
That was at the Fannies, at the second Fannies, and
I remember that.
Going full circle was at the Trump Taj Mahal.
Oh my God, it was.
Yes, it was.
Anyway,
That place, Stormy. You know what? That I've never seen a hotel that deserved his name better than what the Trump Taj Mahal was at the very end of their of its lifespan.
Yeah. All right,
Justin.
Next question.
I'll Justin, wonder. What yeah. what kids movie gives Stormy nightmares?
What kids movie gives Stormy nightmares? I don't know, because the kids movie that you grew up watching, I've probably never seen.
Oh, oh damn! That was.
No, you didn't. He's like, he's like wincing because he knows he's gonna get it.
Go sit next to Susan. You're out of the show.
Time out.
I keep Susan around because she's older than me.
Oh my god,
Stormy, what kids movie gives you nightmares?
Probably Never Ending Story because
the Never Ending Story. Oh my god,
I know that one. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah,
Jay, What kids movie gives you nightmares, Jay?
So many.
I don't. I. It was more adult movies that I watched as a kid that gave me nightmares. But you know, actual kid movies. When Large Marge in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when they tell the story about Large Marge going over the cliff. And they're like, and they pulled her body from the torn wreckage, and she looked like this, blah! And the eyeballs like came out, and her face was like all claymation or whatever. When I was a kid and I saw that, it terrified me. Not the rest of
really?
Pee-wee Herman.
Like, yep. Okay, Willy so Wonka, Jay,
all the original Willy Wonka, when all the kids like, kept disappearing. I was kind of
graduated
up.
High school in the mid-90s, like mid-90s. 96?
I'm class of 97.
Okay,
so
you're
we're close to the same age. And yeah. There were some
86.
Okay, so give me an example. Like which ones?
Watership Down, The Last Unicorn, The Secret.
Oh, I forgot about The Last Unicorn. That one was weird. I don't know if it was creepy, but it was weird.
What about oh, you know what used to movie used to freak
Watership
me the fuck
Down,
out?
Like fucked me pretty hard too.
I don't remember that one.
Pet Sematary.
It's the rabbits that like kill each other.
Dude, Pet Sematary. When I was a kid, man.
Original Pet Sematary with Herman Munster.
Oh,
yeah. The original Pet Sematary. Herman Munster was in it.
Yeah, like the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, with Herman Munster and fucking. Dude, she was telling the story about her sister with the fucking spinal, whatever the fuck, meningitis, and they show her like in the bed. Mm-hmm. Freak me the fuck out.
When I was a little kid, I went to go. My dad lived in Florida, and I'd go down there every summer for a couple of weeks. And because I didn't live with him, he let me just kind of run wild. And so I'd stay up in this room that had HBO back in the day. So that was like some shit. And he'd let me eat and drink and do whatever I wanted to. So I like loaded up on a 2-liter of Coca-Cola, and I watched Pet Sematary at like 2:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was never the same after that. It was one of the most scary experiences of my life.
I don't want to be buried in a pit.
All right, Dan, are we done with lightning round? Are we moving past? Or are you out of questions?
I don't know. Let's see.
I don't want to be done. I like this.
Okay. Keep it going,
all right,
Dan.
Stormy, if Justin could be any Disney character, who would he be?
Oh, a Disney character.
Dude, come on, bro. Look at me.
Cruella de Vil?
Oh, dude, I used to have the half black, half white.
He did.
Hair.
Hey, that's what his hair looked like when I met him.
Yeah.
You had more colorful hair in the trailer that we watched. It's gotten very dark now. Apparently, when you hang out with Stormy for 6 months on a bus, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
Get dark.
I don't know.
Think about Disney movies. Movies that Disney has. They don't have to be cartoons, do they?
Oh.
No. Well, like, then Jack Skellington?
Yeah. Is that count as Disney? Yeah. That's Tim Burton. Is that Disney?
That's Tim Burton. That's not Disney.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Probably any.
Jack Skellington?
Or something? Sweeney Todd. Edward, yeah, I was right.
Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. Like,
that's not Disney. Edward Scissorhands is not Disney.
I know, but close enough.
But he just pegs me as an Edward Scissorhands kind of guy.
Absolutely, yeah. Disney.
Sweeney Todd is.
I'm Googling it.
I don't know as if Edward Scissorhands is Disney.
I promise you.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to win this one, Justin.
Dark Crystal.
Tim Burton signed it too. Dark Crystal, that's fucked up too. There you go.
Yep, that was John Beach.
Edward Scissorhands is a Disney movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus, bitch.
That well, doesn't mean it's.
No, it's like a Universal movie or whatever. And of course, in the last like 30 years, Disney's bought everything, so.
Sweet
but you know what? So maybe you win on like a, you know, Maybe you're right. It's a Disney movie.
Johnny Depp character.
Yeah, he's like made his way through all of the Donnie Jepp.
Johnny Depp.
Look.
Yeah, now I'm going on to fucking what's his name? I got the John Wick hair right now.
Yeah,
so I'm just getting the Keanu Reeves ones.
I'm waiting to come in the kitchen one morning and you're in a pirate uniform.
Yarg.
Because that's all you haven't done. Thank God. Please don't.
No, I'm not.
Oh, he's totally going to do it now.
I swear to God, if I come in the kitchen and you're dressed like Jack Sparrow, I'm going to shoot you.
Anyway, next question.
All right, Dan.
The lightning round's over.
It is?
Hey, Dan.
Lightning, no more.
Hey, Dan. Does anybody else see Dan? Dan, where'd you go?
He's paused.
He's frozen. We didn't need him anyways.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dan. Here we go. Wait, he'll come back. If I kick him out, he'll come back. Maybe he's getting the storm that I was getting. Seriously, it's like, oh, there's Dan.
It's raining here, too, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty storming here, too.
Dan?
All right. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Where'd you go?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened. All my kids are home and they're all streaming shit, probably.
It's spooky Thursday, Dan. That's what
happens. It's spooky Thursday. Mm-hmm. All right, so if Stormy had to wear a hat or a t-shirt with a slogan on it, what would it be, Justin?
Fuck bitches, get money.
He's right.
Fuck bitches, get money?
Right. Dude, that's the right answer.
He's totally right. Or there's two.
Fuck you. Fuck bitches, get money.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pay me. Yeah.
Or fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. Fuck bitches, get money.
At least you didn't say I'm totally stupid.
Right. Shout out to Tom.
I like it. Awesome. Why don't you have merch that says that?
Right.
Stormy, why don't you have merch that says that?
Yeah, for real.
I don't know. We should do that. Perfect. I don't know. Would that be Team Stormy merch or
It'd be rubbed the wrong way if it was Team Storm
merch too.
But Team Storm is rubbing everything the wrong way.
Look, you guys have to listen to us. We are t-shirt merchandising geniuses.
We sold like 37 of them. So
37 in a row?
No, it was more than that. But it was wildly impressive.
You don't get that. Anyway. Yeah, anyway. All right. Stormy. If Justin could do anything for one day and get away with it, what would he do?
Oh, fuck. You better answer this right. You better come correct, bro. You already know what I'm going to do.
So something to do with boobies.
Fuck yeah.
And play with boobies all day long. Of course.
Fondle. You'd just fondle.
You would just fondle other people's boobies, or you would grow boobies and fondle your own?
Oh, dude, either or. Come on. But other ones.
Yeah, because he'd want the variety. He would just like, he would be quality.
He would rub his against someone else's. That's what he would do. He'd get it all in his mouth.
No, yeah. he loves tits.
You're gonna like our last video then. But that we'll get there.
We knew the guy that did that. He's now sitting in jail.
But that's why the invisible mom do it.
That's what I was going to say. If they'd asked me that question, I would say you were going to like just grab tits all day.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. That's your lightning round.
No, I got one more, and that's it. Ready, Jay?
I'm ready. Okay.
This is for Stormy's.
Stormy's? There's two of them?
Stormy. Or, let's say, Justin, who was the last person that Stormy would want to be stuck in an elevator with? Did they freeze?
They'll be back. The ghost has.
There
you go. They're back.
All right, there we go.
Sorry.
Who is the last person on Earth? Who is the last person on Earth Stormy would want to be stuck in an elevator with? I feel the list is long.
Yeah, that list is crazy long.
This is a trick question though, because some of the people I hate.
Everybody knows what the most obvious answer.
Yeah, well, the most obvious one for me would be our first driver, Dave. Fuck that guy.
See, that's a trick question.
You had a bad experience with the bus driver.
Yeah, but it's a trick question because like sometimes it sounds like you're asking him who do I hate the most, but if I'm stuck in an elevator, I probably want to be stuck in there with somebody I hate the most because they can't fucking get away from me and I can beat the shit out of them.
Okay, I'd say then I change my question to me after eating Taco Bell.
You're so gross.
Hey, fuck it, dude.
That's the right answer.
Something tells me he farts a lot.
He's a farter.
No, he does talk about poop a lot.
I never present my poop, though. I just talk about it.
Well, we did an entire show a couple weeks ago about poop, so we're pretty well versed in it.
We were on Vivid Radio. They wouldn't allow us to even mention poop.
And so we've stored that up over the last, like, we haven't talked about, you know how it is. You don't talk about it for a long time, and you just got to go get it all out. So that's what we did.
So absolutely.
So to speak.
So, Jay, so Stormy and Justin are going to be with us at Exotica Chicago, July 16th through 18th.
Yes, they are.
Tickets on sale now at exoticaexpo.com. And Stormy, I know you're trying to put together a little list of some cool places you guys want to visit there for Spooky Babes.
Yes. Also, I mean, I'll be
there for quality control. Not really. I'm not going to go around.
He's not that creepy.
Only if you let.
He's not actually as creepy as
only if you're into that shit. And then I'm creepy as fuck.
I know. But yeah, we'll be there. We'll be doing pictures and autographs. I'll have, you know, all the normal stuff that is, I guess, still on the Exotica truck, as far as I know.
I'm gonna go to our warehouse in a week and see. So I'm fairly certain it should be good.
While I am there, I will have a couple spots for readings. If anybody, I'll bring my cards, so we'll have that. If anybody wants to get a reading from me,
Dan does.
And Justin and I will post it on our site soon, which is SpookyBabesShow.com. We will be doing an investigation one of the nights that we're there. A paid investigation. People can come ghost hunting with us. Woo!
Bro, I'm going.
Dude, ghost hunting. You know, and by the way, weed is legal there now too. So there's a dispensary.
So I'm definitely
going to
see a ghost.
Ah,
I don't smoke.
We don't smoke. Neither one of us smoke.
If I pay for a ticket to this thing, can you guarantee me a ghost?
Yes.
I like your confidence.
It's gonna be
a Taco Bell ghost.
Why are you gonna threaten people? Why are you threatening
Bro,
people?
It's all about love on this show, man. What's wrong with you?
See, but I know, like Brittany, like our girl Brittany, who works with the show. She actually found like a whole bunch of like cool like haunted spots around there too. There's also what was it, Stormy? It was John Wayne Gacy's house.
Yeah,
Gacy's house is like right by there.
That's like right.
There's no house there. There's no house there anymore. It's just an empty lot.
Oh, they knocked it down.
So Justin has this weird hobby obsession thing.
Yeah,
it's all right there.
As a man, you need something to collect in life.
Okay.
He converts from haunted places, so I know he wants some John Wayne Gacy
dirt. You got to dig around the bones, though, when you get it out of the ground. That's the only downside.
Dude, I used to work.
Can't see it right now, but there's a shelf right next to us. Like, grab one of those. So there's a shelf, and we're sitting in our dining room right now. And there's a shelf above our bar, and this is like he has all of these little jars of dirt that he. What's that one?
This one is from Proctor's Ledge in Salem.
Okay. But he's got like dirt from the Conjuring house and all kinds of places. I don't fuck with that.
That's wild. Yeah. Should get some dirt from New Jersey. That shit is like, get you high.
He wants to go to Jersey.
Listen, you want to see a spooky fucking state? Come to New Jersey. There's a bunch of people walking around. They look like either they're zombies or they've just done like way too much crystal meth in the last like 4 days, and they just like walk around
New Jersey.
And they just. Zombie out.
I only want to go to Jersey because of Misfits and My Chemical Romance. That's where they're from. And I'm stoked for Chicago because that's where Alkaline Trio is from.
Well, the interesting thing about our Jersey show, I think if you stay a little bit longer, Justin, the Chiller Theater show is, I think, the week after ours.
Nice.
So Chiller Theater. What's that?
So I'll get you guys like hooked up for that shit. But, I mean, I think it's the week after ours. But they have, like, a whole bunch. But, I mean, what's his name? Fucking Doyle and Jerry, they used to go to that shit all the time, so.
Yeah, I've hung out with Doyle backstage whenever they play here and stuff. He's a fucking sweetheart.
No, they're cool as fuck or whatever, those guys. And Jersey is fucking cool, Jay. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck what you say. It's way cooler than Vermont.
No.
that's
funny, Dan. That's funny.
Vermont.
Listen,
we can argue about
Philadelphia or PA all day long and fucking Pennsylvania and like whatever, but ain't nothing to fuck with Vermont, man. That's like they're literally the best state in the country. So
Ben and Jerry's, Bernie Sanders,
all the beer you can drink, all the mountains you can ski, maple all syrup, the weed you can smoke. Like, I mean,
teddy
you name
bears.
It. It's,
Vermont teddy bears.
We do
you
have
guys
those
are famous for teddy bears.
We do.
If they have whiskey, I'll go.
We have a distillery a building over from my parents where we are in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. So I got you covered. What's Jersey got? Smokestacks. Yeah.
We don't have just smokestacks.
You ever seen the intro into the Sopranos TV show? That's New Jersey. Yeah. You just drive.
It
like,
really is not Jersey.
Woke up this morning.
That's not a selling
and
point.
That saw
you're not helping your college,
a nuclear.
Right?
Storm, you've been to my house or whatever. I'm in like the nice suburbs. It's not like fucking bad. There's not smokestacks all over here.
Just where everybody wants to live, the burbs of New Jersey. Yeah. Anyways, we're moving on.
This coming from a man who people shit on his doorstep.
That's the office. I wiped my first ass that wasn't my own in your house.
Yes, you wiped my daughter's ass. And then look at this. Fast forward a bunch of years later, and you had to wipe other people's asses.
Yeah. This one's not even housebroken, so.
Hey, listen, he's only 24, man. Give him a break. He needs a few years.
Give him time.
Seriously.
At least he this stopped is good. Before. So, I was going to have to put down puppy pads.
I'll pee on my own floor.
Pee-pee pads. Do you have to just
my
line
floor
the toilets
and I'll fuck
with them? Listen, half the employees I've ever hired for Exotica to work in the office have pissed all over the toilet seat. So I get it. Like, that's just kind of the way it works.
And left pubes all over there, too.
That, too. They, like, trimmed up like before they went out for the night.
Dude, that was fucking disgusting.
So disgusting.
That was so disgusting. But, all right, guys, look. It's an hour. I know you guys ish. Are probably sick of us at this point. Yeah. Hour-ish.
I'm sick of Dan.
I'm sick
what
of Joe.
What the fuck was that? Oh,
man.
What was that?
Something just fell off there. It's okay. It's fine. It wasn't supposed to fall off of there, but we do live in a haunted church. What was it?
A haunted church.
Think of the picture.
But why would it fall?
Is Susan there? Where is she? Is she looking
she's
around?
Right next
she's next to me.
Okay. I'm making sure.
Is that where you just grabbed your dirt from?
I saw it fall, too. Go see what it was. Go see what it was.
It's a picture. I already know
but
what
why
it
would it fall?
Probably...
Did you knock into it and hit your dirt?
No, not the dirt. It's like
no, it's over here.
I collect a bunch of old pictures of women in black Victorian dresses.
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
They look like witches. That's why I do it. And they're fucking of age. None of their children or anything. It's not weird.
Dude, you want to hear creepy? This guy I used to work with. I mean, great guy. he used to collect like post-mortem pictures of kids.
I know. Sure.
Like that was like a whole thing. Like back in like the 1800s and shit. Like people would take like pictures of their like kids when they were dead or their relatives when they were dead.
Death photos.
And he's got a whole thing. He had like a whole collection of postmortem kids.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he wrote a couple books. What was it? Morbid Curiosities, and he's got a new book out called this guy whose name's Paul Gambino, Skulls, Portraits of the Dead, and the Stories That They Tell, of people that actually collect skulls.
Wait. Hold up.
That's Jay fucking with us. Huh?
No, I know.
No, I'm looking at him. He knows more books than he looks like he should know.
That I know.
He remembers everything. That's why.
Yeah. I know that.
It just came out like a couple months ago or whatever. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool book. So anyway, Jay.
Yeah, Dan.
I'm excited because I know in 43 days, you said?
43 goddamn days.
Well, now it's 42 and a half. We're going to be seeing Stormy and Justin at Exotica in Chicago. All sorts of spooky books. And I can't remember.
We're excited.
All right. Yes.
Stormy's not sure if she's going to be in Miami or Edison yet, right?
She'll be there.
No, she may not be able to
I'll
be there.
I'll be definitely at Edison and definitely in Washington. The Miami one is the only one I'm not sure of.
Right. Okay. So, but if she's not, whatever, it's for good reason, and she can't even talk about that shit. So,
that's fine.
Cross our fingers.
You know what? We're happy to have you. Stormy's been a staple for
Justin. Justin, you're still invited. Even if Stormy can't come, you can come.
Totally. You just got to pretend to be Stormy.
He's gonna come. I'm actually concerned about bringing Justin. I think he's gonna spend more money than we actually make.
No, I think. How do you? So, Justin, have you? Justin, wait, have you been?
Wait, I have so many questions.
Have I been where?
So, have you been like around? Like, so I mean, you obviously, you know, Stormy's, you know, you have the two lives basically, Stormy, right? You're paranormal investigator /
two lives. Yeah, why are you limiting her? I'm pretty sure she's got like seven of them,
like nine.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, have you been involved? I mean, other than like meeting Barrett and some other people, probably have you been around the whole adult industry thing?
Well, my first introduction to it was XBiz and AVN, more because that's kind of, you know, that's what the convention and stuff.
Yeah, he was my fuck date to guys. Both of those.
Fuck those guys.
But anyway, but besides that, I was
nothing but love.
I stumbled into my first set last time I was in LA. It was like the one before last time I was in LA, and we were there for like Spooky Babe stuff. And I could say who it is.
Yeah, you can say who it is. Pat Mine.
Yeah, him.
So Justin and I.
That's number one.
Justin and I were in LA for Spooky Babe stuff, like you said. And we stayed at my ex's house, who was a big director in the adult film business, Pat Mine.
Wait, let's get it right. Your XX. Yeah. Your XXX.
Right. Coming from the dude who's got more X's in his name than Exotica does.
She's got me beat. She's got me beat by one.
I do. I win.
Damn.
And so we were staying at my ex's house, and he was filming one day, and Justin walks in the kitchen, and I have the fucking funniest video of him. He was like, it was the most fucked up take your kid to work day I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. I love it.
And it wasn't just any performer, by the way. His first porn set that he walked onto was Michael Stefano, who then afterwards came over covered in oil and proceeded to have a 20-minute conversation with Justin while fully fucking nude.
So what do you do, Justin, at that point? Do you cross your arms? Do you, like, put them in your pocket and just kind of, like, lean back? Or you?
Well, I was fine. Like, I did have my arms crossed. I was just sorry, you know? Guy just wants to talk. I mean, fuck it.
There's a shiny naked guy here with his schlong out just having a conversation with me.
Just talking to him, yeah. He was more uncomfortable around the girl. And the other funny thing about Justin
I just want to be respectful. And I didn't want to look at her, even though she was, like, you know, naked, covered in oil.
Naked and hot, yeah.
So Justin's actually, like, despite his facade or whatever, he's actually one of the most respectful dudes I've ever met.
Despite the fact that he doesn't look respectful at all. He's totally respectful. Seriously.
He looks like swamp trash, but he is.
John fucking Wick looking motherfucker.
But he's when I perform, like when I do my comedy shows, and more importantly when I do my feature dancing, Justin does merch for me. Now, in fairness, when he plays his shows and he's on stage singing and stuff, I am his merch girl.
Okay.
I sell his merch at his shows.
That's awesome.
But he does merch at my shows, which normally he loves because there's naked boobs.
Yeah, it's a strip club.
It's a strip club, and he loves. We should have a strip club tonight.
Well, it's
you really want to. Don't even fucking lie to me about that, dude. If you say that, then take it back. I'll be so fucking upset.
Have I ever taken?
Yo, it's on. We got it on tape, man.
First of all,
pinky promise.
Let me finish my story.
She's not doing it. She's not doing it, dude. She didn't do it.
I've never. Have I ever lied to you? Have you ever not gotten what you wanted?
One time, you said that I wasn't as cute as I usually am, and I know that's a fucking lie.
I like this guy.
Anyway,
have I ever not given you everything you want?
Yes.
Watch out, man! She's clapping at you now.
Yeah, but when you do, you get it.
So I want to. I want to see the goddamn pinky promise.
He asked for a casket, and I bought him a casket.
I asked for a human-sized to-go box.
And you got me a goddamn casket.
So here, I will make you a pinky promise, Justin. Here, pinky promise. Right
anyway.
Here. You can go. You can go.
I was on stage.
Justin, you can go to. You can go to a strip club with Jay, because I refuse to go with Jay. Jay managed to get our Periscope shut down in about 20 seconds because he ended up at a strip club in Miami,
dude,
where fucking 50 Cent was.
50 Cent started performing, and a bunch of people like started getting naked and going crazy. And so, you know, sometimes you got to get thrown off Periscope.
And then the next day, I'm hearing stories of this, and where the fuck is our Periscope? And then I hear from everybody the stories of how Jay got it shut down because he was filming Alexis, Texas.
I got like a billion views before it got shut down, though. So,
fucking damn.
Yeah. That's right.
But
because our
Dan, seriously, you're stomping on our story,
I'm sorry,
man.
I'm sorry. Wait,
are you host number one? Are you guest number one? Or is she?
Stormy is.
I was going to tell a story about when you saw my butthole.
Oh, man. Oh, that please. Was a day, dude. You made a talk story. So, no, I'm doing merch, and we're in Iowa at this kind of seedy strip club, I guess. But
it's Iowa.
It's Iowa. You take what you can get.
Yep.
But was, you know, doing merch about 10 feet from the stage. And I didn't know that, like, this full nude thing. And, like we're family, and I don't want to see my sister's butthole. Especially whenever there's wax being dripped on while Bret Michaels is playing in the background.
He's selling some dude a DVD or a t-shirt, and he looks up, and I'm on all fours pouring hot wax on my ass. And somehow across the room, I made eye contact accidentally with Justin. And I heard,
was it accidentally?
No, it was. It was totally accidental. And the light just hit him just right. Because normally you can't see when you're on stage because the lights are in your face. But the light hit him just right. And he was like, and I saw him, and he handed the item to the guy, like the merch. I think it was a t-shirt. You sold a t-shirt.
Something like that.
And he was like, and that's my boss's butthole. It was like,
yeah, so not.
I think he was more horrified that he had to listen to Bret Michaels.
It's a totally possible.
No, he was more horrified. What's worse, my like seeing me naked or listening to Bret
Every
Michaels?
Tread
carefully, bitch. If you want to go to the strip club tonight, tread careful.
Oh, Bret Michaels.
Okay.
Was it poison Bret Michaels or solo Bret Michaels?
It was poison Bret Michaels.
It was good Bret Michaels. Come on, it was good. It was.
It was.
No, is there such a thing? Really, Stormy? Is it? Oh, no, see. You had me a typo. You lost me at I Love Poison.
See, he's not coming to strip club with us tonight.
No. Nope.
He wouldn't go anywhere.
I don't like
he. This is already past his bedtime.
It is.
He's very, very
dude,
tired.
Look where it froze. The picture just froze. Look at them looking at each other.
I mean, Dan.
You guys, it just froze. It looked like one of the intro like shots or whatever, like, on 90 Day Fiancé where they totally hate each other.
Which one of you is the one that's outside of the country? Yeah,
90 Day Fiancé. They live in New Orleans. That's where those the one that just had the baby is. With the guy named Jovi.
Dude, don't make me dive into 90 Day
Fiancé.
Yeah, Jovi.
Dude, my sister went to high school with him.
No way.
We were just with Jovi? About this. That's right.
Yeah. And Jovi's actually a really sweet guy.
He seemed like a nice guy.
He looks I like her too. They're actually the only two people I like on that stupid ass show.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was watching it right before I came in to do the show.
Stormy, you should go on 90 Day Fiancé.
Maybe you might get laid, dude.
Yo.
You know, I don't care if you like Poison, Justin. You're okay in my book.
You know what? I've met a lot of people through Stormy over the years, but I feel like Justin's got it figured out. Maybe it was like the intense like 6-month tour bus thing. But like, I feel like there's a very good yin and yang here.
Dude, look, I've gotten to go to Universal Studios and Disney with Stormy.
Story number one.
Stormy to my kids came to my kids' like little junior football practice. That
story
was fun.
Number two.
And wiped my kids' ass. Stormy put me in one of her movies.
Story number three.
That's true.
And I made the box cover, and I made the box cover, which I was very happy about too.
And I'm gonna take story number five, which was we went to the Yankee game with Stormy and Jesse back in the day, and
Jesse Jane,
and it was the fucking coolest thing because we were on the big screen like every 30 seconds. So like the whole time, like, you know, and I'm like up on the big screen, I'm like, yay! Like nobody is even remotely looking towards me on the screen, and you look over and you see like. You see Stormy and you see Jesse Jane like up and dancing around. In front of us was
the YMCA guy.
In front of us was Linda Carter and
the original Wonder Woman.
And what was it? Whatever dude it was from the Village People.
The fact that I know his name, it was Randy Hodo, who was the cowboy, I think, in fucking the Village People. I think that's his name.
He said I think because he just doesn't want to admit that he actually knew Randy Hodo's name. But
I looked it up because we fucking did the thing.
You know, every once in a while, I've gotten onto a big screen at a game. This game, I was on the big screen constantly. Like, it was like the greatest thing ever.
You know what the best
thing
was?
Somewhere I have the picture that says Yankees Stadium welcome Stormy
Daniels. The Yankees welcome Stormy Daniels. I got that to happen.
Yeah. I remember
and
that.
Of course, it was pre-Cheeto, but.
Yeah, because it made it a lot easier, I'm sure.
And I was just. Dude, I was in shock that they actually did it because I said, Yankees welcome Jesse Jane. Well, Yankees welcome Stormy Daniels. And they put up her name on the fucking thing.
Do you have that picture, Dan?
I have it somewhere. Where the fuck would it be? I sent it to you.
I did all the research for this, and Dan didn't do shit. He didn't even look up a picture.
Dude, I got the. She, I didn't know we were gonna bring this up.
Dan, jeez,
you brought it up. I'm gonna find the fucking picture.
I actually met Stormy before Exotica ever happened, like 2000 and.
What did you get her name on the thing in Yankee Stadium?
I did not, but we hung out at some club in Vegas. And who the hell was it? Was some ridiculous somebody was performing. It was your birthday. It was a birthday party at Tao. It was like it was before the first Exotica ever happened. So like it was really my first introduction. Like I had never even been hung around anybody, an adult, would never gone to a show. Nobody knew who I was. I was like a kid. I was actually
nice to you?
About Justin's age. You were surprised. I now looking back, I'm surprised you were as nice as you were. We'll put it that way. I know you well enough now that the fact that you actually were cool with a 25-year-old me doing this or whatever was like, of course, you were also 24. So like it was, you know, we were kind of kids doing it, but yeah. We were kids. Oh God, there was a whole crew of us. That was crazy. Anyways, Dan, what are you doing over there? Oh, did Dan freeze again looking down?
So I took Justin to Vegas for his first time ever, and it was amazing because I spent the whole time watching him.
So what was Vegas?
The AVN Awards. He was my date to AVN.
Oh yeah, the AVN time. That was fucking nuts, dude.
Talk about getting just thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, you ever seen someone fucking fist a dude in the butthole?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
In a nightclub? Oh while you're just trying to go use the fucking bathroom?
I forgot about that.
Wait, okay, Dan, you just missed a giant chunk of this conversation. Which included Justin's first trip to Vegas for AVN, where he saw a dude's butthole get fisted in a club.
And then you shook her hand.
I shook her hand. I didn't know she had like one of those seal gloves, like fucking Danny DeVito penguin style. Just yeah,
bro. Oh my God.
Oh my God, we were so. And by the way, Michael Vegas, who's like was a really good friend of mine, invited us to this party he was hosting.
It's like a soft leather.
Yeah. So Justin.
At Oddfellows.
How do you remember all this?
I mean, it's a pretty memorable night.
You're scarred forever, I guess. So yeah, it was during AVN, and Justin and I go to this club, and I was like, just so you know, babe, it might be a little weird, like there might be some sex, and he's like, I got it. So we
hello.
And Michael Vegas is getting fisted.
I don't know how much longer.
Wait, so let me ask you this, are you ever going to go back to Vegas again?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, good, just make sure.
We've been back.
Okay, no, I just want to make sure you didn't like scar him for life. He was like, dude, this is
we've
tapping
been
out
back a couple of times. And we've been back a couple times. Okay. And we're actually going back, I think, in August for a wedding.
Okay. Nice.
Somebody you know.
Okay.
Jay, did you get the pictures I sent you, by the way?
Yes, I did. Here we go.
I feel like I got to keep moving my head to make sure I'm not frozen. There's the picture of Stormy with the Grinch.
Yep. The Grinch is
with her Ed Hardy shirt.
I'm actually impressed with how quickly you got these things, Dan. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, there you go. Yankees,
oh God,
welcome, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
That's in the old Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
The final season there.
And yeah. Who is that on the big screen? Can you tell?
I can't tell.
It looks like What's-His-Face.
I was definitely thinking What's-His-Face, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
whatchamacallit.
Is that A-Rod? No, that's not A-Rod. I can't zoom in anymore.
No, I think it is.
No,
yeah, it is.
No,
remember?
That's Johnny Damon.
Yes.
Well, right, Dan?
I know I was there.
Oh, it is Johnny Damon. You're right.
Thank you very much. See? Thank you.
That was Jay's man crush.
No, I just got to figure out how to.
See, Jay, look, and there was the countdown. So, Stormy, there was only seven games left at the old Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Just gonna.
You have to send me that, Dan. Text that to me.
There you go.
I did. That's where I got it from old text from you. If you look in your old text or whatever, they're there. I will send it to you again, though. I'll do it after the show. But anyway,
he wants to show
my pawpaw.
He wants to show his pawpaw.
He's a big Yankees fan.
Which one? Do I know that one?
Jeffrey, the one that cooks.
Oh, yeah, we're just at his house. Okay.
Yeah, old Cajun dude.
We may pretend Jay had cancer, and I got him to meet Don Mattingly.
You're such a dickhead. Nice. I definitely did not.
I just watched the Always Sunny episode where Danny DeVito has AIDS, so he skips along to the water park.
That's the only one I've ever seen. It's so fucking
Danny DeVito?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, I have AIDS, and then he fucking bleeds in the pool.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, anyway, Danny boy.
All right, well, Jay.
Before your internet cuts out again. You. You ready?
I think we gotta like fucking wrap this fucker up.
All right, damn well. Oh.
Yeah, I gotta take my son.
Go gotta get to the strip club is what she's gotta do. Oh yeah. That's okay. You'll figure it out. Stormy's got plenty of them. She could lend them to you.
Jay, you get to go first. Jay.
All right, I'm in. My big fuck you. This week goes to Apple's find my phone, find my AirPods, find my friends, find my whatever. I've come to realize as I lose things in my old age that like the find my whatever app is only good for either if you lose your phone and you watch it being stolen and going away somewhere that there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. Or your AirPods, you click the like make noise button and they're like, yeah, next time that they connect, we'll make noise. I'm like, motherfucker, the next time that they connect, I will have my AirPods. Like, I don't understand how the fuck this is a thing. So like,
what'd you lose, Jay?
Oh, I've lost everything. My kid
yeah,
lost
their like everything. Yeah, everything.
Literally, I've lost
you know,
everything.
The Apple app doesn't work for your mind.
Well, it's true too. But you know what? The thing is like, I'll tell you what, I've lost a bunch of Apple shit and never, not once, has find my shit ever found my shit. So basically what I'm saying is a big fuck you to Apple find my shit because it's a flat out lie. It's fabrication. They've never helped me find my shit. There you go. That's mine.
Fuck you.
All right, I found my AirPods on myself.
Justin or Stormy? Who's got this
Stormy,
one?
You go first.
No, you go first.
I don't have one yet.
What have you been doing for the last hour?
It's not like we didn't warn you, Justin.
Oh, now they're your boys?
Yeah, dude.
We go way back, man.
They
be your boys. I met him at like... I met him at like 7:50. Like, we're homeboys, man. We're going to share a casket. Homeboy. I'm actually going to be buried with him.
That's a little sus, but we'll see.
Okay, well, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to presume, but I just figured, you know, if it just keeps progressing in the way that it is, that, like, we could get a double decker, maybe?
Yeah.
All
right, go ahead.
Jay, by the way, sus means suspicious, Jay. Suspect.
That's what my kids tell me.
Boomer.
Mine too.
Who, by the way, are closer to his age than they are to your than he is to yours, Dan. So let's just keep moving.
Wait, no. How old's your daughter?
12.
Don't say it.
I'm not
so
saying
12 years. Oh yeah, you're right.
Thank you very much. All right. All right, so here we go. Who we got next?
Stormy or
go,
Justin?
Dan.
Come on.
No, Dan.
I go last.
Go.
Dude, I don't have anything yet.
Come up with something, bitch.
A big fuck you to us for putting you on the spot. For trying to come up with a big fuck you.
Yeah, for starters. You know, okay, I'm going to be vulnerable.
Okay.
Big fuck you to male pattern baldness. Because I am developing symptoms. So you know what I do? Yes, I'm taking stuff for it. But I take
my
black eyeshadow and I put it up
there. That's my black eyeshadow!
So you know what? I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have a problem with it now too, because that's my eyeshadow. That's Max, bitch.
Hey, Max.
Yo, listen. Props for being vulnerable. That was impressive. Always. It doesn't happen on this show.
Justin, we're sending you a big bro hug from like. Yeah,
and
from
by the way,
here.
Listen. You know, like it could be worse. You look at Dan. Dan's like 130. It takes you a long time to lose your hair.
I got like barely anything left here, man. It's like
he's got to cover the lights ahead of him. Stormy, we've skipped way over that.
Stormy, it's not about you. This is a hard moment for him.
Seriously.
Have some compassion.
It's a very hard moment. My superpowers are in my hair.
Look at there when you see it.
We got you, Justin. We got
you,
man. Brother.
Don't let her get you down, man.
Will you still have me in 5 years when I'm like fucking riff rap
and rock? Dude, I'm follically challenged myself, so you know. I mean, you're never gonna be as bad as me here. Jay has all his hair.
I do. Yeah. It's gray as fuck, okay. But like, I know. A big fuck you to Jay for not having male pattern baldness.
Fuck you to Jay for not being bald.
Dude.
Sorry, man. You know, what can I say?
Hey, no, it's all good. Good for you.
Can we still be buried together?
No, Jay, he said that was sus already.
I know. I'm just trying to work my way in.
And by the way, he's in New Orleans. People don't get buried there. They get put in crypts.
It's true. And I was thinking about going into Nicolas Cage's. Yep.
We gotta go to New Orleans.
He's not in there right now.
Seriously, he's not using it.
Well, how much fuck you is to you?
Why?
For stealing my eyeshadow, putting it in your hair.
Oh.
He's gonna.
Are we really? Are we really gonna be that?
Oh wait, hang on. This is how he gets everything he wants. Look at it.
He did the puppy dog eyes.
Wait, he should take a selfie of that and just send it to you. Saves trouble.
I want that to be your next Instagram post.
I do want to go to a strip club so strippers can still pretend that they like me, that I have all my hair.
You know what? Who'll go to a strip club with you?
Get it in Jay now, Justin, because it all falls
Jovi
apart.
Go to the strip club with you. Go find right. Jovi. Jovi loves the penthouse club.
Apparently.
That's where we're going tonight.
Oh, I wonder if my dream girl's working tonight.
I can text and find out.
Oh, yes, please. I don't know her stage name, though.
Yeah.
I have a crush on a stripper there.
You have a crush on every
stage
in two,
Chantilly. Chantilly to the stage. I'm a strip club DJ.
She loves me. She really likes me. I'm going to go play baseball.
Song number two, Chantilly.
Also, he embarrasses me.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
He embarrasses me in strip club.
This is Stormy's about to be vulnerable, too.
No.
Stormy, who's your big fuck
I
you?
I take this.
She's running through a list.
No. So I take this with me to a strip club, and he'll be more presentable when we go out, and he's super fucking cute, obviously, and I give him money, like we will cash in $100 or whatever in ones, and I'll be like, that chick is hot, go tip her.
I tip her.
He waits till the girl's not looking, he throws
he
money
pushes
in
her
and
over
run.
Oh, I thought he pushes her over and tips her. Actually, tips her.
No,
that's me,
dude. It's like anywhere, man. When you're like, if you're checking out somewhere and there's a tip jar up there, you don't put the tip when they're not looking. You wait for them to look at you and go.
And I was like, Justin.
Uh huh.
Stop talking. I was like, Justin, let me show you how you do this. Take the money. Make sure they know that it's a lot. It's
so Stormy pulls out her butthole.
And I go to the stage, and you wait for them to come over. And if you hold the money up and it's a decent amount, which I gave him, and he threw on the stage and ran, they will put their titties in your face.
Okay, but it doesn't work because it's you.
It Bro, will work for you. You're
it will work.
Enough.
It's and there and money's green, man. Like that's like they're
yeah,
that's.
It doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
Listen, Stormy is like your strip club training wheels, okay? She's going to bring you on there. She's going to hold you up. She's going to make sure that you don't fall down. Make sure you wear your helmet and your mouth guard.
When we go to the club, I'm going to hold your little paw.
I have a clammy little paw right now.
You do,
I'm thinking
you
about
have boobs. Why are your hands so tiny?
Because I'm thinking about the fucking strip clubs.
He started thinking about the stripper that he really likes.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes all the strippers. Don't let him.
But he got all worked up.
Chantilly, song number three, Chantilly.
She's still in the VIP? Jesus Christ. What's Justin doing up there?
Dude, so I got no strip club game. I hate strip clubs. So
you're I only like the ball.
Then why do you want to go all the time?
Because I love museums. Especially ones with boobies in them.
you should open up a boob museum.
It's called, they have a Museum of Sex in New York. I've been. It kind of sucks. But they have this room. It's like a bathhouse with boobies. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you're not still there.
I am in spirit.
I never left.
I'm still there.
So So Stormy, who's your big fuck you to?
Seriously, Stormy, come on.
No,
it
Justin,
can't be Justin obviously. For stealing your.
No, you gotta pick another one.
No, it's not Justin.
Right? You could never.
I feel like
there's
I'm gonna,
so many.
I know. I feel like I'm gonna get in big trouble if I say
that's
that.
Why I feel like this was just this is a softball to Stormy. This is like this is here's your opportunity, but I guess you got to calculate like.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your flavor of the day for hatred?
Who do they have a restraining order against me?
No.
Is it one of my ex-husbands?
Justin knows me too well. He's like, "What's your flavor of hatred for today?"
Is it an ex-husband?
No, I don't hate my ex-husband. He's actually flying in tomorrow to stay with us.
You say he like it's singular.
Well,
oh, no, we're talking last.
Baby daddy.
Okay.
Is flying in tomorrow.
Okay. But see, last time I talked to you, you were ready to like kill him.
Oh yeah, I might. So.
Did y'all talk yesterday?
Yeah. No, he flies in tomorrow. He's spending the weekend.
Is that your car?
Is that my fucking car alarm?
Bitch, I don't know. That's why.
Go
ask.
Check.
Okay.
Get the gun.
All right, Stormy, who is it? Come on.
There's going to be an assault here on Exotica TV. This will be a first.
We're from New Orleans.
Oh, we're from New Orleans, bitch.
It's true. In a haunted church.
I had almost shot somebody a couple nights ago. Okay. You know what I'm going to say, right?
Who? Huh? Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy. Okay, so. Big fuck you to Brad Cooney.
His last name's Cooney.
Yeah, that's bad
that's,
enough.
That's
yeah,
strike
no,
number one.
Fucker.
Okay,
who's Brad Cooney?
Yeah. Yeah, no, fuck him. He's a how do we describe that?
Walrus?
Or
not what
walrus?
He looks like.
Oh.
No, he's talked a bunch of shit about me in the paranormal field, tried to cut me out of a bunch of stuff, spread lies about me.
He's just a jealous bitch.
And
he's a hater.
He's a hater, but he also has no skill and he rides off the coattails of somebody else who's very talented. He's creepy and inappropriate with young girls. And
he needs to clean his house.
Yeah, it's on TV. But most
he's
importantly,
messy.
He has told a bunch of people that I stole Susan, which clearly I didn't. So, fuck you, bitch.
Susan chose you.
I like me now.
There you go. Wait, doesn't it feel good to get it off your chest? Just take a breath, roll your shoulders out. Seriously.
Brad fucking Cooney. Fuck you.
Seriously, Brad. Fuck. Anybody named Brad?
Especially because your name is Cooney.
Fucking Brad.
Fucking Brad. Yeah. Brad's a douchebag name anyway.
That's like second to Chad.
Yeah, no, he's a piece of shit. And every
Chip. Chip is a pretty bad name too. Sorry, Jay.
It's okay. I'm not Chip.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, all right,
nice job, Storm, for being able to pick from your long list.
And Justin, good job for being vulnerable.
I do. I appreciate that. That's a good answer.
That was good.
Stormy,
we're going to need you to say that you are not upset anymore about him using your Mac makeup because we want to see you guys make up and make sure that you're not going to murder him when we go off air.
And have a good time at the strip club with him.
Seriously. Oh, look at that.
We love each other.
All right, well, Jay.
Yeah, we love each other. It's fine.
Go ahead, Dan.
I will wrap this up with.
So, you know what? Let me tell you, it's fair because I borrowed his pants the other night and didn't wear underwear.
Bro, what the fuck, bro? Those are my Barbados.
Yeah.
The same ones that Aaron has. Small
hands. Yeah, I just saw the dudes in Collective Soul have them, too.
Oh, who's that? Collective Soul?
Like Collective Soul, the band?
Yeah.
Is that a pop band?
You got matching pants of the guys from Collective Soul? Baby, let your light shine down.
Let me let your light shine down. They're one step above Creed.
They stole that song from Fish, by the way.
They're one step
Speaking
above
of Creed.
Creed.
Justin likes to sing Creed very loud in the living room while I'm sleeping.
No.
Motherfucking arms wide open.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, when I don't
want
to bug you.
Motherfucking arms wide open. All right, well, my big fuck you this week. So in Jersey, they just they lifted the mask mandate last week. So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask in public, right? So go to the fucking food store, the supermarket the other day, And like 70% of the people are still wearing masks. I'm vaccinated. I'm still wearing the mask anyway, because for this very fucking reason, I go home and I'm fucking scrolling through Facebook and shit. And I see a bunch of fucking douchebags like smiling like, hey, not my president. And, you know, sitting there not vaccinated either. Some other guy I identify as vaccinated and a big smiling fucking
That's the
face.
Shit that pisses me off. That's the shit I identify. Sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to step on you.
I'm Foxed or whatever. You know, I identify as vaccinated because, you know, I guarantee you every 30% of those 30% motherfuckers that were there fucking aren't vaccinated, and they're fucking up our worlds, our livelihood, our fucking kids getting their fucking proper schooling and all that shit. So motherfuckers, get vaccinated, put your fucking mask on. Go fuck yourself.
Or don't identify as vaccinated. That shit's just offensive to people.
I identify you as a big fucking douchebag that deserves a fucking beating. That's how I identify you. Fuck you.
That's a good answer. Yay.
Jay, you know what? I feel better now that I got that off my chest. I feel better now, man. I was missing Stormy. You, not so much, because I see you on here every Friday, but...
I was missing Stormy. And I'm happy to meet Justin, man. You guys are yin and yang here.
Yeah, Justin,
I'm stoked to see you guys in Chicago, man.
We'll take in a Yankee game sometime. We'll fucking...
Maybe are the Cubs in town when we're in Chicago?
I don't know. I gotta look at the baseball schedule.
We could take you. You know what, dude?
Jay's gonna take you to strip club.
We're gonna bring you to Heavenly Bodies. Heavenly Bodies in Chicago.
By we, he means him. I'm not going anywhere near there.
One of them is an insane experience, and they're one of our sponsors too. They're like $5 cans and like hot chicks. It actually is hot chicks too, which makes it even better because it's like the shadiness, but hot girls. So, yeah, I'm in.
I will be at our host hotel getting nighty nights because I'm fucking tired and I'm old and I just got done fucking doing all Jay's work for the fucking third straight day.
I'm saving myself for Justin. Yep.
So we will see you guys in fucking Chicago. In the meantime, where else? Remind everybody where else they can find you, Stormy and Justin, online.
You can find all things Spooky Babes, Spooky Babes Show, SpookyBabesShow.com. That's our TikTok, our Instagram, our Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Stormy Daniels. Twitter is my favorite sport. And on Instagram,
and she's good at it.
Stormy Daniels. And Justin, you can find your music where?
My music, my band, Dead Sled Funeral Company, is on YouTube and Bandcamp right now because I'm teasing everyone with it and not really, you know, going balls to the wall yet. And Bone Ghazi, which is on the screen, that's how you spell it, BoneGhazi on Instagram. You do not want to follow me on Twitter because it's all my sad boy tweets about hating myself and going bald. And yeah, SpookyBabeShow.com. You can find all the spooky shit.
There you go.
Spooky shit. Stormy, and check out Stormy and Justin. They will be at Exotica Chicago. Not in Miami, but also in Jersey in October.
Are we going back to
December,
this?
December, D.C. There you go.
I don't know about Miami.
You'll figure it out. Just say yes now and we'll figure it out later. It's fine.
She doesn't know she can. Justin will come anywhere he wants to. Don't worry, Justin. Right. You can come hang
Maybe we'll
with
just
us.
Have Justin Josh, sign in spotlight.
Okay, well,
Justin Palace said,
"You don't know what it's like to fly with this motherfucker."
Hey, yeah, and for those that are watching us on Friday, we're sorry we're not live. We don't even know what day we're going to continue to do this on because I actually kind of liked it on a Thursday, Jay.
I did too. I kind of dig it too, and it saves my Friday, so I don't have to deal.
Yeah,
when
it's later on in the day, we don't have to rush to do it. I mean, I know you know you got better things to do, you like watch 90 Day Fiance, and
no, I'm usually caught up by Friday.
Listen to Fish and jerk off about fucking Vermont and your teddy bears and
with maple syrup. I actually do it with grade B, slightly thick maple syrup. Makes
really?
It spicy.
I wonder how that would be. Oh my God, slippery and sticky at the same time?
I don't know.
They just went somewhere dark.
Yeah. Well, dude, we've already been through like fisting buttholes, so I'm not pretty sure that like whatever you can say.
No,
maple syrup.
Penguin hands.
Line, okay.
The penguin.
Don't you dare violate maple syrup like that.
Yeah, I'm not.
I still can't get Justin talk about it. And Jay doing his Danny DeVito penguin impersonation.
That was a shame. I worked on that all day, so.
So our hour, happy hour-ish has turned into an hour and 42-ish.
Longest happy hour-ish show we've done in a long time. So
we've set a record, Storm. So Stormy, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to go over everything we'll see you in Chicago. Justin, it was a pleasure meeting you, my friend.
Pleasure.
Have fun at the strip club tonight with Stormy.
Think of us.
We will see you in Chicago as well. You'll have lots of fun there, we promise. And guys, go buy your fucking tickets to Exotica. But until then, so you can make the show, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then, here's your happy ending.
Yo, 24. Right hand for ass, left hand for tits.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah!